Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We start with the baseball. From the standpoint of the Yankee, it's amazing. The baseball season is so long. How teams go up, they go down. They go up, they go down. And I will start with a phone call I got yesterday in the newsroom. So during the BT and Sal show, they were, you know, all in on the Yankees, Red Sox, as you can imagine, the Rafael Devers trade. They talked a little bit about the Mets and the Rays and all that. And as I was probably around 10:40 or so in the morning, I got two calls back to back. And usually no one calls the newsroom. It's pretty ironic. And it was not the same caller because you could see the caller ID.
Okay.
So the first caller I took was, hey, tell those two guys the Yankees suck. They're not as good as you guys think they are. And he hung up on me. Well, okay. That was the caller that in the newsroom.
Just a random?
Just a random guy. I'm like, yeah, all right. Well, I'm not going to go in there and tell them that. But okay, thanks.
Seems a little emotional.
Yes, very much so. So, and maybe 5 minutes later at around 10:50, the phone rings again. And another guy, nicer guy, says, hey, let these guys know the Yankees are not as good as we think they are, because when you look at their record against good teams, they're very average. Now, I didn't go back and fact check it, but his point, I think, was a valid point in that sometimes we look at just the record and we think a team is that good. Now, in this case, I do think the Yankees are a very good team.
Yeah.
I do think the Yankees are going to win this division, and I think the Yankees will probably be battling it out with the Tigers to represent the American League in the World Series. What struck me, though, and listening to the callers, too, is a lot of people, while some have bought in, there are a lot of Yankee fans that still don't buy this team. And the last stretch of games certainly doesn't help, even though they've been a great offensive team all year. It's almost as if when they struggled to score now, it's like, see, there's no
last night was indicative of that. I mean, they were 1-for-18 with runners on.
Last night was brutal. And it was also, but in fairness to them now too, several things happened in this game that also prevented them from scoring. The play in the, I guess, the 11th inning after they're down 1-0. The play at first base, I don't know, I doubt you were even up to see this at the time. But
I was.
You know, when you've got first and second and that ground ball to short that Neto makes the brutal throw on, and it gets saved by the first, that ball should be in the dugout and a run should score. They don't tie the game. You have the play with Volpe, with Dominguez going to third. I mean, a crazy bounce right on the runner. There were so many. You had a night where the ball was not carrying. Aaron Judge early in this game hits I promise you, 99 out of 100 times, that ball is out into Monument Park. It stayed in. The play, the hit by Bellinger to right field that you think off the bat is in the upper deck, barely gets to the wall. Like, it wasn't as if they didn't put some good bats together. It just wasn't happening last night. And it's just, I don't know, it's weird to see a team with a lineup like this struggle the way they are.
Yeah, but it started early, too. Like, when Chaz, I think, got a single or double in the second, I think he had a couple on. I mean, he was able to get on once or twice. I mean, you couldn't expect a better game out of Clark Schmidt.
Oh, he was phenomenal.
I mean, after the first, I thought he was steady. You know what I mean? Soriano was great, even for the Angels. I thought it was just to your point, the bats wasn't popping as they expected. So, I don't know. I think the Yankees are a damn good team. I don't know what the expectation is, but I think they're meeting them right now. Even when Lasagna came in, I thought he was great. So I don't know. I thought yesterday was just it was just a tough day.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just it's a weird one just because it's a team in the Angels you usually handle. And I heard Al or CeeLo say in the warm-up show, like, you would expect the Yankees to come out and score 25 runs tonight.
Correct.
And I happen to agree with that. I think this team will break out.
Especially a team against the Angels.
Oh, for sure. A team that they usually handle well. It's a good lineup, too. The Angels not as, I know record-wise they're not great, but you look at their lineup, it's actually not too bad. And Mike Trout is actually healthy. The one good thing that you did see last night was the return of one Giancarlo Stanton, who,
yes,
I'll tell you, the way he had one at bat where I think it was he singled to left, where it was he never leaves the batter's box, which has been the way he approaches an at bat, which I love. CBS Sports Network has it here. It's a 3-2 pitch that he didn't even swing the bat before that base hit. And then he's got the double late in the game where you really think they're going to win, the leadoff double in the ninth, but they're not able to push a run across. With him back, and you look at the way Aaron Judge has played and hit this year, and again, he was intentionally walked a couple of times last night. You certainly understand it in the 11th. There was a two-out, nobody-on situation where Ron Washington walked him. You start to lengthen that lineup now by adding Giancarlo Stanton back in. Then if he can be, I know in the regular season, he has not been a great, great hitter, but he's been ridiculous in the postseason. But if he can be anything of his former self, you add that into the lineup, that is, as Boomer would like to say, making a trade at the trade deadline.
Well, a lot of that has to do with really regaining his confidence, right? When you sit out this long, you watch your team kind of mosey along and play at a high standard. You don't want to get left behind. So having a day yesterday, even with the double, it gives him that sense like, man, I'm right where I need to be. It feels good to just come out hot. And that's where anybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
For sure. And he got a nice ovation, which was, you know, good to see for him, having not been there all season long. So that was kind of good to see for the end. But that having been said, they need to get off the schneid now tonight. You know, you've got a division in. It's I've said this numerous times. It's only June. It's not that big a deal. But it's amazing to me that the Rays just never go away.
Never.
The fact that they swept the Mets this weekend, the Yankees get swept. The Yankees lose last night. The Rays win a game. You look up, they're two and a half games out now.
Two and a half, yeah.
It is unbelievable how that team, they never keep their players, and yet they just continue to win.
They just stay like that angry person in the rearview mirror. They just kind of hang right there.
They're always there.
No matter how many times you switch lanes, they're just right there.
Yeah, really brutal. Is something. So, not a big deal. To me, it's not a big deal, this little funk the Yankees are in, but you want to right the ship and you want to do it as soon as possible, and tonight would be a good start. And then with the Mets, real quick, as we, you know, do the baseball, they go to Atlanta tonight. Now, the Mets have been, at times, the best team in Major League Baseball. And I think you can make that case for the Yankees, too, with certain stretches in the season. The Mets hit a little bump on the road this weekend against Tampa, where, again, the bats just go quiet. And after they had that 5-1 lead Friday night, things kind of fell apart on them. They get out slugged basically on Saturday, and Sunday was a complete no-show offensively. You've got an opportunity now after losing to a team in the American League where you're taking on a Braves team that is down. They are injured. They're wounded. They have not had a good season. Now, Atlanta, for the most part, has not been a good place for the Mets to play. But, you know, my last thoughts of Atlanta is them winning a crucial game in September to make the postseason. Mm. And so the notion that this group isn't going to go in and take care of business to me is a little misguided. And I don't think necessarily holds true anymore. It's a different group. It's a different manager. I feel like that game, and I know they lost that second game of the doubleheader, but they did what they had to do in that first game with some crazy at-bats, the home run by Lindor. I feel like it's different this time. And this is the stretch that, you know, we were talking about yesterday for this team to win the NL East. When you look at Atlanta, Philadelphia, the teams they're going to be playing, I think Atlanta again after that, they can really make their mark here and kind of take it, or they can kind of play like 500 baseball and let these teams hang around.
Well, that's what we're used to this time of year with the Mets. The fact that, to your point, that they started off hot and then now they are hot, I think it's just a matter of them just being not the same old Mets, man. And when you got an opportunity to take over the division and kind of get a lead, go for it.
It's a big difference from last year. You know, if you think about last year, this is when the team, I guess they were starting to play better around now, but most of the fans had given up on them at this point.
I did.
Yeah, well, I think everybody did for the most part.
Remember, we was all screaming, sell.
Yeah. Well, it was ugly.
It was like, get them out of here.
It was ugly. Yeah, and then you look at what they did, and then the grim, all the things that took place, obviously. Right. But the play on the field improved, and then, of course, they have the run. So I like where they are, despite the three-game losing streak. This is a good series, though. This is an interesting series for me. And to see if the pitching can get back on track. That's the one thing, too, with the Mets that has been it's basically been a given, is every night up until recently, you were going to get a good start from your starting pitcher. Now, the last several games, not so. David Peterson last time out, complete game shutout. Can he get that turned around? Not for him personally, but for this rotation, which in the last several games has not been so good. You know, I was talking, I guess it was Gio on Friday.
Gio.
We were, you know, Boomer was out Friday, and we were discussing why. Danny, you know, Danny Wexelman from SNY, she was in last week, too. We were talking about why this rotation has been so good. And it's one of those things, they said, the pitching lab. All right, well, now the pitching lab's going to get tested because you've hit a little bit of a bump, and let's see if we can kind of figure things out. With Senga hurt, you've got guys hopefully coming back soon in Manaea and Montas.
Well, when's Manaea expected back?
Soon. I have no idea. The exact date, I don't know. But soon. I mean, he's working his way. He had the rehab start maybe 3-4 nights ago. So he's on his way back. Same thing with Montas, who I don't think pitched very well in his first rehab start. But you do have help along the way. The key is those fringe pitchers that, for whatever reason, have done so well with Jeremy Hefner and the pitching lab. I hate to say it, but that pitching lab that they referred to. Clay Holmes changing from a reliever back to a starter. Now you're going to see, I think, the fruits of all of that if, in fact, they turn it back around and they get going in a different direction.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.